In our always on world, our feeding is constant. We often mistake movement for meaning, thinking that if we stay busy, we must be making progress. So many people in the world are so busy working, they forget to make money. But the truth is, productivity without direction, without the definite purpose, leads to burnout, to the lack of fulfillment, to separation from the infinite, abundant, unified system of infinite information and infinite power that we all belong to, that I just suggested to Nick to stop interfering with. We say yes to too many things because we're spread so thin and we have so many options, opportunities, and touches of favor. We don't recognize all that we're given in this abundant world. And we see ourselves as being punished, not protected by the enormous amount of change and opportunity with the time, emotion, and value that instantly changes when we come up with this non-negotiable plan. And we wonder why we're interfering with our infinite amount of energy and information. We wonder why we're exhausted, why we're empty, unfulfilled, and separate. I'll tell you, we have the antidote. We're going to teach it today. It's called prioritization. It's the antidote to feeling overwhelmed and procrastination, two of the outcomes that occur when you don't understand this abundance and connectivity that you have. Stop mistaking movement for meaning. It helps us slow down, reflect, remind, remember, and recollect to choose wisely in a divine direction, evaluating the detours as divine in their nature and allowing for divine time in the construct of the man-made common denominator of time, 24 hours each day, guaranteed, except the last day of your life. It's not about doing everything. It's about doing the right things aligned with your intention, saying, doing, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned in your divine. When we align our decisions with our values and purpose and a long-term direction of divinity, we just don't get done what needs to be done. We move closer to the life we actually want to live, which is the life we want to live is to feel alive. So many people are talking about longevity today. I mean, this is the point. It doesn't matter how long you live if you don't feel alive, if you don't apply your why. If you live like a tube till you're 120 years old, food in, food out every single day, who the hell cares? Stop mistaking the movement for the meaning. The first thing that we have to understand is the foundation of prioritization. If you don't know what's important to you, then you'll spend your time on what's most urgent to others and not take into consideration the timing of this tolerance, not take into consideration your own core values of harmony, harmonizing personal, experiential, giving and receiving values each day, understanding we have set a foundation of non-negotiable behavior each day, prioritizing what we are committed to doing every day, every other day, every third day, every week, every month. Prioritization begins by getting clarity, balance, and focus on your values and aligning it in your divine direction with your daily activities and with your why, your purpose, applying it, not searching for it. You're already part of it. We've already said that we all believe that there's something bigger than us that has all the information that's ever existed and all the power that ever existed. And we, as human beings in this meat suit that we're given at birth, we can't handle all that information. We can't handle all that energy. So we have to regulate it and have and utilize prioritization to regulate what's important to us according to our value. I mean, so many managers that constantly felt pulled in every direction, the middlemen in every deal pulled in every direction. They're responding to emails, attending meetings, trying to quote unquote do it all. And yet all they're feeling is movement, not meaning. But once this manager defined her top three values, growing, family, and integrity, she began saying no to tasks that didn't align with what she was doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. Her focus sharpened and her harmony and fulfillment increased exponentially. The clarity on the harmony of what matters most is the root of effective prioritization. You can't prioritize what you haven't defined. And we can define it by time. You can define your prioritization by saying, this is something I'm going to prioritize every day. A minimum of 8 hours of my sleep, a minimum of an hour on my health, a minimum hour with my family, a minimum amount of time, studying time, relativity, my finances, my faith. I want you to go ahead and identify your core values of non-negotiable behavior, regardless of the time, emotion, and value that changes. The circumstances will not waver you off of your divinity, off of your divine direction. All the details will then have a meaning of divinity, and time has a meaning of divinity. That means it's divine. It's in the right place at the perfect time, even though there's no evidence. Even though the evidence may be contrary to where you think you want to be, you will continue to have the commitment and move in a meaningful direction. I want you to rank them, these activities, these core values, and I want you to reflect, remember, remind them, and ask yourself, at what time frame am I committing to these activities? Every day, every other day, every third day, every week, every month, every year, etc. Are these values visible today in my daily life, aligned with what I'm doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing? From this, we can create our own mission statements to act as your decision-making compass. My compass is based off of several different things, but my mission is to empower over a billion people to be happy. Defining happiness is the ability to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. If somebody can mute themselves, I appreciate it. With the dog in the background. Thank you, Nick, for being helped me out. Awesome. Understanding that we're looking for the meaning, and we have the power to give the meaning to everything that we see, everything that we do, say, think, feel, and believe. Foundation of prioritization must be in place by knowing what's important to us every day, every other day, every third day, every week, every month, every year, etc. And aligning it with either non-circumstantial behavior. No matter what, I'm going to get this amount of sleep. No matter what, I'm going to spend time with my family. No matter what, I'm going to study my finance, my faith, time, relativity, etc. And if we do so, we now can build upon the antidote to overwhelmness and the procrastination that occurs. After we have a foundation, what we want to do is build a framework. So we have a foundation of prioritization. Now we'll build a framework in order to effectuate what and how and who and where and when. When we create a to-do list, it feels endless, and it should be, because you live in abundance, which means there's more than enough things to do. Say, think, feel, and believe. There's an infinite amount of things that you should have on your to-do list. And what happens is, if you don't understand a framework around the foundational list that you create, you will create decision fatigue. A clear framework removes the guesswork and helps you act with intention, not being overwhelmed or procrastinating. There's so many overwhelmed entrepreneurs that have adopted the Eisenhower Matrix and the Rule of Three that is written in our Connected to Goodness book, the Rule of Three. More than happy, by the way, to send that along with the exercise and guide. So if you'd like the book, which discusses this specifically, the Rule of Three and the Eisenhower Matrix, just email me, david@bmeltzer.com. By organizing her tasks into what is urgent versus important, utilizing urgency as a subset and committing to just three impact actions each day outside of our non-negotiable behavior. These are circumstantial behaviors based off of time, emotion, and value, in its consistent changing role in our lives, to regain control over the time that we're guaranteed, the 24 hours each day that we're guaranteed every single day of our life, except for the last day. And it dramatically, exponentially will improve your productivity, your accessibility to others, and your ability to access what you want, and your gratitude, your ability to see detours as divine, to find the light, the love, and the lessons in every circumstance, outcome, consequence, or result that occurs, even if it's not evidentiary to where you want to be or better or supportive of it in your mind. Then you can go ahead and shorten the distance of the lapse of time that exists between a problem and a solution, because the only thing that exists between a problem and a solution, since they're one in an infinite universe of information, the only thing that exists to separate a problem to a solution is the amount of time, the lapse of time that it takes you in order to find the light, the love, and the lesson in it. Once you find the lesson in it, obviously a problem becomes a solution. problems and solutions exist at the exact same time. We create the lapse of time between them. That is why we need to apply the Eisenhower matrix to our current activity list, the non-negotiable list. The non-negotiables are going to be taken care of every day for about half your day, sleep and family and finance and faith, study of time, study of relativity, whatever is important to you. Now, within the context of the non-negotiable circumstantial behavior, we utilize the Eisenhower matrix to figure out if it's urgent and important, we do it now. If it's important, not urgent, we schedule it for later. If it's urgent, not important, we delegate it, minimize it. And if it's neither urgent or not important, we eliminate it from our list. This is a great tool in order to effectuate a framework. And then we're able to list the top three circumstantial negotiable behaviors for the next day. And if we just do our non-negotiables plus the three negotiables, we will have an exponentiality. 90% of our outcomes will be because of the non-negotiable behaviors and the three circumstantial behaviors. And you need to use time and be a student of your calendar to pay attention to and give attention to the non-negotiable behaviors, negotiable behaviors, the circumstantial behaviors, the non-circumstantial behaviors, and the alignment with the 24 hours that you're given today in your divine direction, which will prepare you for the divine detours, which are called circumstances, and utilize divine time in the context of the 24 hours that you're guaranteed each day of your life, except for the last day you'll be cheated, called man-made constructive time. 24 hours, only certainty of the future. Nobody else can guarantee me anything other than I'm going to have 24 hours tomorrow unless it's the last day of my life. A prioritization framework will give you the exponentialities of the divine direction, divine time, and divine detours. It will give you the outcomes or better that you want, even if the evidence is contrary to what you want. It is a magic. We need a foundation. We need a framework. The third thing we need to understand is feelings, because we do say think, feel, and believe. And three of the activities or subsets of the activities that we have are in an emotional state. It's an emotional intelligence, a communication of emotion. Each emotion has a bioanatomical, biochemical, and an actual impact on what we're doing in the course of prioritizing things, because it's the emotions that interfere with our clarity, our balance, our focus, our harmony, our ease, and can actually create more dis-ease, which will then inhibit us from being where we want to be or better. In the emotional intelligence and prioritization, effective prioritization isn't just about having a strategy. It's about having an emotional harmony, understanding how we react to fear, with the need to be right or offended or separate or inferior or superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty. And if we overcommit ourselves without harmony of time, without harmony of activity, without understanding circumstance and negotiable, non-negotiable behavior, we can interfere with our infinite amount of information and the regulation of that, and the infinite amount of energy and the regulation of that. So many leaders feel resentment and feel overwhelmed. They realize their inability to say no comes from a reaction to fear of disappointing others. Once we practice mindful refusal by using time, you know, the best way to say no is not at this time, because now you're taking into consideration the option that you may change your mind. And we always want to keep the option that you may change your mind, because circumstances changes, time, emotion, and value changes the minute you make up your mind. Whether it's written, implied, verbal, it doesn't matter. Once you come to a decision, once you come to an agreement, time, emotion, and value changes instantly. And most people don't realize that they're not giving themselves an alignment with the options, opportunities, and touches of favor to change the meaning and the mindset to the divine according to the circumstances of the day, interest rates, stock market, weather, delays, etc. When we implement stress-free habits, reducing the interference with the four necessities, or I would say even five necessities that God has indicated to us that we have to take care of, that we need to practice every day. One, breathing. Breathing. If you don't breathe, you die. Why aren't you practicing breathing? Two, eating. If you don't eat, you die. Why don't you practice intentional eating? Drinking. If you don't drink, you die. Why don't you practice intentional drinking? Sleep, my favorite. I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame of Sleep, as many of you know. I will be known as the person who recovered and accessed more information and energy than anyone else at my age, putting me as a legacy, a legend of sleep. Me and the Disney character will be their first inductees into the Sleep Hall of Fame. But if you don't sleep, you die. Why aren't you intentional about your sleep? And then finally, meaningful movement, not just movement. If you don't move, you die. If you don't give meaning to that movement, you will die. You might live a long, empty myth of Sisyphus pushing a boulder to the top of the hill, just ever roll down like a tube, food in, food out. But you will not have ease. You will only have dis-ease. The ability to say no, not at this time, and manage that stress through the five necessities of life is essential for maintaining the focus, balance, clarity, and harmony that truly matters at ease as part of the infinite, abundant, unified system that we belong to, full of unlimited energy and unlimited information that could help us be more at ease and help other people be more at ease, creating a collective consciousness, a greater good, a higher vibration and frequency, a bigger neighborhood, which is why we created our network of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. This is essential. Several different ways of what we can do to help us in that respect is we can script out what we're talking about, these abilities to say, no, not at this time. Or if you, on the other side, you know, obviously it isn't the right time. When it is, let me know. Script it out. Practice it. Practice makes you comfortable and confident in what you say. And I want you comfortable and confident in saying no. If it's not aligned with your non-negotiable or negotiable behavior, with the circumstances of the day, not at this time, or call me when it is. Pause and breathe. Stop. Remind, remember, and recollect before reacting to that fear to create more interference, to give it that dose of biochemical cortisol that creates disease. Every single reaction, continual reaction, everyone creates a 6 seconds of interference, and it takes 90 to 180 seconds to dissipate that interference. According to your individual genome and biome, it'll determine how you naturally could do it and how long it takes and what impact it has on you, but it will aggregate, compound, and exponentially grow in you. So even though you don't feel the stress that you're putting on yourself through these reactions of fear, eventually it will catch up because things happen slowly. And then all of a sudden, especially when it comes to your physical health, things will happen slowly. And all of a sudden, either good physicality or bad physicality, good and bad determined by the direction you want to be and where you want to be, not what other people think, not what they think you think, not what you think they think you think, but instead, good and bad behavior will happen slowly, and then all of a sudden. Add a mindfulness journaling practice is another suggestion that many people can utilize to reflect, remind, recollect the divine direction that they want to do, say, think, feel, and believe to determine the prioritization of their non-negotiable, negotiable behavior. Remember the I ams, and what am I doing to interfere with it? The next thing beyond the foundation, the framework, and the emotion, the interference, the dose of dis-ease that needs to dissipate to create the ease between the infinite information and energy that we all are part and parcel of, applying it to what we want, calling it, defining it as purpose or why, which is all around us, quit separating and interfering. It is the understanding and the study of time. Previously mentioned, time has two different zones to it. It has man-made constructive time, the 24 hours that you're guaranteed every single day of your life, except for the last day, only certainty of the future. The only circumstance that you can guarantee tomorrow. All of the circumstances are circumstantial. But there's also infinite time. And we need to determine and prioritize how much of our activities in the 24 hours of each day are we going to dedicate to the infinite time versus the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude of the man-made constructive time, which is framed by our lifetime. The human experience, you know, when we're born, we're given this meat suit, we're given a body. It's here to learn lessons. The lessons will keep on coming till we learn them. We will forget every single lesson that we ever learn, but as we know, we're part of a system of infinite information, so we'll remember, remind, collect all that information, and utilize the infinite energy in order to facilitate our progress, our growth in the divine direction of where we want to be or better. Not where other people want to be, not what's missing, not what we don't have. And so time is a key prioritization metric that we can rely on in the human consciousness to see that progress. If you want to know, am I getting better at not feeling guilty? Well, then look at how much time you feel guilty each day and spend less time feeling guilty tomorrow. It's not rocket science. You can even earn more money, but you can't earn more time. It's 24 hours. And where people get confused is determining and prioritizing my activity is for the divine or is it for man-made constructive time? The way you spend the 24 hours each day that you're guaranteed except for the last day of your life determines the results that you get in this life and the results that you're going to get in the infinite. And if you ask me, well, how can you prove there's an infinite? I can't. So stop wasting my time. The only reason I believe in the infinite is I have searched the world, talked to the world's biggest and best, the greatest thought leaders, authors, speakers, entrepreneurs, billionaires, millionaires, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers, and they all come up with the best option. There's something bigger than me, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, an infinite amount of information, an infinite amount of energy, an infinite amount of love, and I'm part of it. I am the son of God. I'm part of it, a co-creator. This is just best option. Now, do they try to separate themselves by different religions and sects of each religion and individuality that just doesn't make sense to me? Absolutely, they do that. But I agree with them all because I know one thing, it's the best option. If anybody can give me a better option than believing in something that big that loves, protects, promotes me, and perfects me more than my mom, please give me the option. I'll take it. But nobody's been able to do it. Every religious text I read, every philosophical, theoretical text that I read, spiritual text that I read, it all comes up with the same best option that I'm giving you today and relying on the infinite time zone to determine and prioritize my time by, is this going to be in alignment with my divine time or where I want to be in this lifetime from the time my bag of embodiment is started and finishes? Or is it in the infinite side of things, the unified, abundant system of thought that I belong to? There's so many business owners that realize that 80% of all their revenue comes from 20% of their efforts. They begin using calendar and blocking time to focus in the man-made construct, in their divine direction, for greater high-yield activities. They stop wasting time on these interferences that have nothing to do with their man-made experience of where they want to be or better, personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. And when they do this, the intentionality of what they do, say, think, feel, and be creates the income growth that they were looking for the fourth time. And it also creates more man-made constructive time to dedicate to the divine, the infinite, which then exponentially helps on the other side of it as well. It's a self-fulfilling infinite loop of expansion, abundance, and fun. Time is the most limited and valuable asset in the human experience. Prioritization is how you protect, promote, and maximize it. You need to identify the different activities that you have each day, and then those that have the greatest results aligned with where you want to be or better, make them non-negotiable every day, every second day, every third day, every week, every month, or every year, and it will create more than 80% of the results. Utilizing the other time for the divine. Black out this dedicated time on the calendar. Be a student of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe in the divine time, in the divine direction, and all the prioritization mechanisms will help you utilize to create these divine detours without evidence or evidence contrary to where you want to be. Treat those time blocks as non-negotiable meetings. Utilize, review, study it, pay attention, give intention to it. Notating intention is what you do, say, think, feel, and be in alignment with where you want to be. Understand, should this be reduced, delegated, or removed through the Eisenhower matrix or the three-note rule, but I'm happy to give you that as well, david@dmelter.com, the rule of three. Utilizing this system of foundation, framework, emotion, and time, we can finally utilize the tool of prioritization, the antidote of prioritization, this dynamic prioritization. Your life and your mission, your divine direction are constantly changing. The minute you make that decision, time, emotion, and value changes. Your priority should as well. You need to have these four things in order to stick to the change, not to the rigid plan. If you want to make God laugh, come up with a rigid plan. Without reflection, it will lead you off course. God will try to use detours to guide you onto the course of your best self. Even if you're working hard, it doesn't mean you're going to get to where you want to be or better if you're resisting it. A leader reviews their weekly progress every Sunday, adjusts it based on what's working, what's not working, what they like, what they don't like, what they know, what they don't know, to open up new options, opportunities, touches of favor in an abundant system of options, opportunities, touches of favor, information, or energy. And these need to align in their daily activities, second day, third day, week, month, year, et cetera, with their divine direction. And now the detours that look punishing and no evidence or evidence is contrary now look promoting. This allows them to stay flexible like water and focused in harmony, even during unpredictable circumstances that are significant. The only circumstances not predictable is time. That is predictable is time. 24 hours a day, guaranteed. It's like the last day of the life. Prioritization is not a one-time practice. It's not a one-time decision. It's an ongoing practice of reflection, reminding, remembering, recollecting to the infinite, abundant, unified system of infinite information and infinite energy that we are adjusting and regulating in order to facilitate ease within the context of the man-made experience, which is dictated and dependent upon the 24 hours each day, except for the last day of your life. So we want to make sure that we are setting aside, we are non-negotiable to review our time and what's important to us so that we can create our priorities. Let's know what we like, what we don't like, what's working, what's not working, what we know and what we don't know. And then understand a realignment, a pre-prioritization, prioritization, and a post-prioritization system that is based off of this dynamic tool that is utilized in order to be blessed, not feel overwhelmed, to be blessed, not procrastinate. Utilize the evaluation of new tasks and opportunities according to the circumstances and make other activities non-circumstantial by making them non-negotiable per day, second day, third day. We need to be opening to expanding that pivot, utilizing what we've learned in the past in order to effectuate a new meaning to align with where we want to be in the future, notating it's that meaning that will limit us, not anything else of our self-image, our imagination. And we never will overachieve our own self-image, our own imagination. You don't have to lose sight of your divine direction. If you lose sight of your divine direction, the detours will be harsh, not divine. It will be punishing, not promoting. And you will miss out on the divine timing that is given to all of us as we are part and parcel to it. The last lesson within the context of prioritization is the role of delegation and collaboration, both essential to my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy, of creating a neighborhood of people at the same frequency, the same vibration, to help one another and know people to help. This rule of delegation and collaboration to try everything yourself isn't sustainable or effective. Great prioritization includes knowing that we can only do what we do. We need to distribute the opportunities, options, and touches favor to those that are most capable of doing so, and then execute and prioritize the ones that we are, and then even redistribute the ones that we find through the process of time, emotion, and value changing that we're not capable of prioritizing. And we build support around us every day by joining people that want to help us and know people that can help us, and vice versa. So many directors spend so much time on administrative work, and so much of it can be delegated, collaborated. So many options, leads, opportunities are wasted because we don't deliver them to our community. Every time you turn something down, why don't you have someone that's there to distribute it to them and they can redistribute it and so on and so forth until it finds its perfect partner in this collaborative, unified, abundant system, which is why I created our private networking group. Not only will I give you my coaching and advice and my introductions, but now we have thousands of people with different capabilities, different skills, different knowledge, and different desires in order to facilitate a greater good and create more of an opportunity in a monetary way. Just with a simple memorialization, a reminder, a member, a recollection of we're part of this neighborhood trying to help each other. We need to capture all of this, all of these options, opportunities, and touches of favor, distribute them to the people internally and externally within our neighborhood who suits and is most capable of creating value, and then determine and prioritize the opportunities and options, the touches of favor that we have beyond that, and redistribute them utilizing pre, post, and prioritization methodology. Productivity isn't about doing it all, isn't about finishing it all, isn't about completing it all. It's about the harmony that exists within your neighborhood, your community of people that want to help each other and know people about each other and maximize those opportunities for the mission and the commissions will follow in the recollection, reminders, and remembrances, the modern day handshake that our private networking group sets forth. By the way, if you're not part of it, email me. We'd love to have you. It's guaranteed to be a profit center. You can't see any reason why you won't want to join us. We got hundreds of people that will give you a reference of how great this neighborhood and frequency is. You get to come to all the different activities that we have, 200 of them every year or more. We need to empower others besides empowering ourselves to empower. And the idea of delegation and collaboration, the distribution and execution and prioritization of opportunities is essential to a collective exponential growth of abundance. Understand your capabilities and other people's capabilities. Have modern day handshakes of people that have memorialized what they want to do and how they want to help and compensate other people for helping. The must-do, delegate, and eliminate approach is great in the effect of collaboration in the capture, execute, distribute, prioritize, and redistribute system. Choose one task each week and delegate it to somebody you trust. Get into the practice. Get comfortable. The only way that we get comfortable and confident in doing anything is practice it. Do it every day, every second day, every third day, or every week, or every month, or every year. The more practice, the better that you will be, I promise, because you become more comfortable and confident, which means you'll be more at ease, which means you're utilizing the infinite information, infinite energy that exists already that you're part and parcel of in a unified, abundant system of thought. Identify the people beforehand. Have them be part of the new group. Join the groups that best facilitate this. Join us, join others. We don't care. Just elevate and distribute. Stop holding on to things and losing them because you think you need to do them or have them all to yourself. That is the scarcest and most interfering of all. As we look at the prioritization foundation framework, the emotions, as we look at the key of time and the dynamic of prioritization and the role of delegation and collaboration, the power of intentional prioritization becomes clear. Prioritization is more than a productivity tool. It is the commitment to being alive, to feeling alive, to living and applying your why. When you align your actions with your values and goals, you'll begin to move through life with clarity, balance, and focus, confidence, and comfortability. You will move through life with meaning, not just movement. You'll stop being so busy working, you forget to make money. Instead of reacting to everything that comes our way, let us respond with intention, utilizing all the foundation and framework and emotions and time and collaboration and delegation to create and co-create. Stop chasing what's urgent and start investing in what's truly important. This shift will create a space for expansion to your better self, your better place, your better position, your better situation, your better people. Doing your best, learning lessons, having fun each day in the course of your human experience. Achievements versus deeper fulfillment. Ultimately, the power of prioritization lies in its ability to put you back in control of your time, energy, and direction through humility. Remember, you're either humble or you're about to be, and you no longer have to do it all yourself. You are part and parcel of an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought. You just have to do what is important to you in alignment with where you want to be or better, regardless of the evidence. Notating it won't be the mistakes that you make, but just the lack of commitment that will stop you from getting where you want to be or better. You'll have to utilize this wisdom and faith, the foundation framework, the emotion, time, the delegation, the prioritization, the collaboration in order for success. Because success isn't found in how much you do. It's found in doing the right things at the right time for the right reason. This has been our prioritization for success training. If you'd like the guide, exercise, my book, or any of the other things that we've discussed today, if you want to join our private networking group and just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Thank you so much, everyone. Remember, be kind to your future self and do good deeds.